PetaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of warm March days continues today. I think we'll see more sun than clouds with a high temperature in the low to mid-80s today. Tonight, we're dry, a little cooler, low 57. Tomorrow, we'll be close to a record high. In fact, I think we'll be in record territory Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, either tying or breaking records. Upper 80s tomorrow, near 90 on Friday, upper 80s on Saturday, and dry all 3 days until perhaps as we get closer to Saturday evening, Saturday night, and then cooler on Sunday. The pollen count in the very high range for the rest of the week and at least through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey says she has no plans to issue a statewide shelter-in-place order to stop the spread of the coronavirus. However, the Birmingham City Council has approved a shelter-in-place directive through April 3rd. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama has now topped 200. Autauga County reported its first case Tuesday. In our area, there are also confirmed cases in Montgomery and Elmore counties. State health leaders say they're working to increase testing sites across the state. And Montgomery Fire authorities have arrested a man on arson charges. Authorities say Robert Misseldine tried to burn down a relative's home in the 5100 block of Misseldine Circle. He's in the Montgomery County Jail on $15,000 bond. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room. And often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Sam Morgan is at 1,073 points. The temperature outside is 79 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today? Big guy.
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing really, 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 really well. Okay, we've got a lot going on. I want to get into some news of what NBC said last night, Morning Joe this morning, the difference of CBS, NBC, their viewpoint of what's going on, and Fox's viewpoint, two completely different ways of looking at it. One is definitely a Chicken Little effect. But before I do all that, I want to bring in Brian, the operational manager for Vintage here. Brian, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you for having me.
Brian, congratulations on last night. I understand you guys were a knockout for hamburger night at Vintage here.
We sold out of burgers.
That is the word I want to hear. Okay, so Vintage here, up and running for business, carry out. Can't wait to get it back open. If you can just replicate the Sunday jazz brunch I heard so much about. They said, my brother and friends were there. They said it was absolutely awesome.
It was super. It was super lovely.
So let's talk about what's on the menu for the rest of the week and specials that Vintage here is doing.
Well, for the rest of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're doing pickup, or if you want, we'll bring it to your car, curbside, meals for four, like family meals.
Okay.
Tonight, for instance, we're doing a shrimp and grits with sauteed peppers and onions and a Creole cream sauce. Or a braised short rib with collard greens, grits, and a bourbon demi-glaze. And again, those are meant for families of four or to feed four people. They come with salad and bread, package deal.
And the shrimp and grits is spectacular, folks.
Yeah.
They normally have that on the Sunday brunch, and is awesome.
And Thursday night, we're doing a whole roasted game hen.
Ooh.
With mushroom risotto and roasted asparagus. And then Friday night, we're doing prime rib. Now, last Friday night, we did prime rib. We sold out in probably like 3 hours. So we have way more prime rib this Friday, so we should be good to go for a while.
Can they get in early orders to you?
Yes, I have many orders already for all of these. dishes. I would suggest getting them in early.
Okay, then let's do this, folks. Brian, give the folks the telephone number. We'll have it and give it out several times again today.
You can call Vintageer at 334-819-7215.
Okay, folks, so you want to get your order in. Tell them the time you want to pick it up. Either you can go in and pick it up, or they'll meet you curbside and hand it over to you. And as you all know, the food is absolutely spectacular. Brian, one more time, let's go over the menu. Tonight is what?
Tonight is shrimp and grits our braised short ribs. Thursday night is going to be a whole roasted game hen. And Friday is going to be a pepper rub prime rib.
I tell you what, folks. What Eric does with meat is incredible. His seafood is what he works absolutely best in, but that prime rib is going to be awesome. So the doors open at, you can pick up as early as 5 or 5:30.
5 o'clock, that's right. 5 o'clock.
Okay, give him the cell phone number one more time, Brian.
That's 334-819-7215.
Okay, let's talk next week, and if we're doing the same thing, we're doing a new menu, let's call in and let's tell the folks about it.
I sure will.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian, the operational manager at Vintage here, sold out last night. And people are doing what I said to. They're taking things home, and they're doing the whole family, get a family get-together. The family of four, dinner, or two couples. That is a great deal, and you get to not be so lonely out there.
I know you like that shrimp and grits, but that braised short rib sounds good.
Oh, man.
Sounds real good. No, I don't have three other people, but, you know.
I don't know. You might just eat it all on your own.
It's quite possible, actually.
I love it. We thank Vintageer. The folks there are personal friends of mine. The owner's a personal friend. Brian and the wait staff, they are just spectacular. And then the line staff back with Eric in the kitchen. They really do a great job. So take advantage of this and give them a call at Vintageer. Okay. So what we're going to do is do kind of a round robin. We're going to kind of get into how the news is presenting this. And then we're going to get into new information, particularly on this, when some of these places like Montgomery, Alabama could be opened up. I'll give you some inside knowledge right now that CDC and the White House are calling states and seeing, would they be open to the concept of opening up at least portions of their state to businesses, but it's going to be the governor's decision.
Okay.
They're going to let the governors decide, and they're doing kind of a state-by-state, those that are in the low target area. We, considering the rest of the nation, our numbers, and then the number of deaths, which right now are zero, unless something happened in the last hour and a half that I didn't hear about. But we would be somebody to be high target. Birmingham may not, but Montgomery certainly could be. Let's listen to the opener of NBC Nightly News. If this didn't terrify you, what will?
Breaking news tonight, President Trump's new target for reopening America. The president growing impatient with the virtual shutdown of the economy.
I would love to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter.
He's warning of suicides by the thousands if this doesn't end soon. But his timeline contradicting top health officials and state governors as cases surge to over 50,000 in the U.S., nearly half of all Americans under stay-at-home orders. Tonight, where officials fear the next U.S. hotspots will be. The desperate battle at hospitals, a shortage of protective equipment as doctors and nurses fall sick.
Getting sick during a time when there's a pandemic is really scary.
And the new alert for pregnant women, spouses being barred from some delivery rooms. The showdown over that $2 trillion deal that would send checks to Americans. Also, could air travel in the U.S. be shut down? Heartbreaking mistake, a man dying after taking what he thought was a drug touted by the president to prevent coronavirus. His wife surviving and speaking out to us from the hospital. The growing crackdown in Europe and Italy, one of the deadliest days yet. And warning signs why some coronavirus patients think they're getting better when they're not.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
If that's not doom or gloom, I don't know what it is. I had to have a stiff drink after watching the opener. Notice that a couple and the husband dies after Trump touting this the chloroquine.
Chloroquine, yeah.
And not Cuomo, not Cuomo doing it, not Dr. Oz doing it, not Laura Ingraham doing it, but Donald Trump. They've done it a lot more. You're going to hear Dr. Oz talk about it. You're going to hear several people talking about it. Okay, so we mentioned to you the report that a couple had taken fish algae food. It's actually stuff for what's something called ick that I used to put in there for my goldfish. And they took it thinking that they were doing chloroquine. And it wasn't. It was it's a sulfate, which by the name is an acid type thing. So listen to the story and listen to how they do the blame on this.
Now to a heartbreaking warning. We spoke with the wife of a man who died after thinking he was taking a drug to prevent coronavirus. Here's Gabe Gutierrez.
They thought a drug could protect them from coronavirus, but tonight an Arizona man is dead after he and his wife made a terrible mistake.
This is the most horrible day of my life, and it feels like my heart is broken. It will never end.
NBC's Von Hilliard spoke with his wife, who's now in an ICU herself at this Phoenix hospital, and asked not to be identified. Turns out the couple ingested chloroquine phosphate, which is actually used as a parasite treatment for fish. She said she'd heard about it from President Trump.
We saw his press conference. It was on a lot, actually.
And then did you seek out chloroquine?
I had it in my house because I used to have koi fish.
But in fact, the president has touted another type of chloroquine in tablet form. It's a malaria drug that researchers are testing as a possible coronavirus treatment, though there have been no clinical trials proving it works.
There's a real chance that it could have a tremendous impact.
Another similar drug, hydroxychloroquine, has also been used to treat lupus and rheumatoid arthritis for decades. But now surging demand is causing shortages for lupus patients like Bonnie Lieberman.
I am considering half-dosing my medication to make it last longer than it would if I took it normally.
Pharmacist Roger Paginelli in New York is now rationing the drug.
The demand has been absolutely beyond what we can imagine it has ever been for this drug.
It all highlights the confusion and desperation some Americans feel over hopeful yet unproven medical treatments for COVID-19.
That is incredible. Okay, so was there any good news out there on chloroquine? Is there any?
There's a lot.
You wouldn't know it by listening to NBC. And so a pharmacist is rationing out chloroquine. And why? Because a whole bunch of people are going to their doctor and saying, can I take this? And saying, yes, here's a prescription. Because the pharmacist isn't handing it out the back door. So that means a doctor ordered it. At the hot spot, Governor Cuomo said New York is the epicenter of this whole thing. So damn right people are going to be trying to get a drug that could possibly help them out.
And the story here is that due to American ingenuity and being able to experiment and help people, we've come up with something that might actually solve our problem here and allow hospitals to be able to handle the capacity.
Yeah, we actually got it from a French scientist who did 20 studies of it, and all 20 had good results for it, but it is anecdotal because there's not a control. But now you listen to Dr. Oz, who's the first person to really push this out there, and notice it's after not after Dr. Oz said it, not after Laura Ingraham said it, not after any other doctor said it, it's after Donald Trump said it. Oh, by the way, Nigeria, 3 people died in Nigeria for overdosing on chloroquine. They blamed Donald Trump for it. Not Dr. Oz, not anybody else, Donald Trump. CNN ran that.
Remember that enemy of the people label?
Yeah.
Some thought were over the top. Yeah, I don't think it's over the top when we get crap.
Wait till you hear Morning Joe, my friend.
Don't worry.
I'm taking away all sharp objects.
Do we actually have some Corona beer up here before we do that?
Hey, yeah. I got it. I'm going to Costco to get a case. I'm going through this. Boy, you get my boys over there?
Yeah.
You go through this stuff pretty fast. Let me go to a break. Coming back with Dr. Oz and then the crazy stuff Morning Joe said.
Oh, goodness.
Thank you.
Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. Today.
It's the spring planting sale March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6, at Southern Homes and Gardens. Gardens Vaughn Road.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Heard it from a friend who, heard it from a friend who, heard it from another you've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every weekend, they're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know all the neighborhoods.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
But I'm telling you, babe.
The media is going nuts here. They can't stand that the stock market is turned around. They cannot stand that they want everybody to believe what's going on in New York is going on everywhere else. What do you hear, Morning Joe?
And Dr. Fauci, there's a big division, even though Dr. Fauci says the administration's doing a great job.
Yeah, you're going to hear Dr. Fauci talk about that. He's going to talk about exactly what his deal was, the president was. Okay, so now let's listen in to Dr. Oz. He's going to be talking about the chloroquine.
Dr. Oz, good news for you because you have been pushing for this. Now the FDA has approved off-label use of chloroquine for the treatment of CV-19. This is what you were talking about a couple of days ago on the show.
It was, and you know, in the beginning, it was like looking for a needle in the haystack, just trying to find evidence. And Dr. Raoult, who, as you pointed out, did a wonderful job with this pilot study in France. He's a very famous infectious disease specialist around the world. But since then, I've been getting other papers. I found one from China that reports clinical outcomes. So they took 20 patients, and they realized that when they gave them this hydroxychloroquine, as you mentioned, they got a significant improvement in the clinical course of the patient within 2 days. And then within 5 days, they get CAT scans of their lungs on these patients. 19 out of 20 had improved chest images, and the 20th person got better later. So we're finding more and more data that's supportive. But I've got to say, you do have to do clinical trials. It has been authorized now. These clinical trials are starting to go, but it's going to take a while to know. I was thrilled when I had the opportunity to ask Vice President Pence yesterday about the availability of these medications to doctors, because physicians are clamoring to for at least the opportunity to treat patients they desire. And he said he was pleased to say that the FDA was okay with this, and the FDA reinforced that later on. So basically, although we're not supposed to use the drug always off-label, the FDA is saying this is an emergency, do what you need to do, we'll do the clinical trial, then figure out if it really works as well as everyone says, work out the safety parameters and the like. And I'm thrilled. They actually shipped product to New York. It was hard to find it initially for the trial. We were trying to do it at Columbia, but the federal government has pushed product into New York City now, so these trials will show us a lot of wisdom. And there are other ideas, like the vitamin C you mentioned, that are being experimented. But I got to point out for everybody, this is really important. This is a prescription medication that doctors have to recommend to you and have to screen you for. Do not try to do it on your own. There's a terrible report of a gentleman who used some aquarium cleanser product because it has a similar name, which of course is not, and did a chemistry experiment in his body. That didn't turn out well. So let's be wise about this. When I asked the vice president, would he take it, he gave the best answer possible. He said, I'd ask my doctor. And I spoke to Dr. Collier, who the past governor of Kansas, he's actually using it in his clinical practice now, basically said, when you go to war, use the army you've got. That's our approach.
Excellent answer. Notice he said that they confused it. He didn't say it after Trump said something, not after what I said. This is just the out-of-control media here. And what do you hear Morning Joe and some of these others? It's unbelievable. Okay, let's continue on with the next part of this, talking about Dr. Oz on testing.
The Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams, was talking about testing. You know, a few days ago, everyone was panicked because we didn't have enough tests. And he says now we've turned the corner on the testing. He's pleased to know that all these tests are helping us to learn the trajectory of this virus because they're learning so much information about it. He said that the decreased numbers from China and Italy prove social distancing is effective. Here's some more of what he said about the testing.
There is, in fact, good news. We've turned the corner on testing. We've now done more testing in the last 8 days than Korea has done in 8 weeks. And so that will give us more and better information. And also, we see that China is now starting to reopen. We see that cases in Italy, deaths in Italy, are starting to come down. We don't want to count our chickens before they hatch because we want to make sure that trend continues. But that gives us hope that if we lean into these mitigation efforts for the next several days, the way the president has said, and if people take the right measures, that we can be reopening again sooner than what we thought.
So is he doubling down on what the president said by saying maybe there's hope that businesses can reopen by Easter? Do you believe that can happen? I mean, he's saying maybe we'll be scaled back. The restrictions will be scaled back sooner than he once thought.
Well, I think a lot of people are hoping for Easter the week after, and we're going to find out for sure when we start getting numbers back over the next week. But Dr. Adams is 100% on target, and Dr. Birx reinforced it. We're doing testing, and to have that many extra numbers coming in gives us a much better idea where the problem is. But let me postulate an idea, Ainsley. Maybe we don't open up the whole country at once. Maybe the country goes back to work at the pace that it's ready to go back to work. So New York, where we're all based, which has been the epicenter of this this COVID-19 virus in this country, it's delayed until we really figure out exactly who's got it and we make sure our hospitals are able to keep up if there was a recurrence of the epidemic or the pandemic. But in other parts of the country, they're able to open more readily. And I think that's the kind of information that the data Dr. Adams is referring to helps us with. Because with testing, we'll know exactly who's at risk. That's how South Korea got up and running so quickly.
And let me tell you what, the way that the media is couching this, what they'll do is they'll say what somebody said, or they'll kind of do a hyphenated audio or video cut of what they say to try to get their point that Trump is about to unleash the virus on all of America. East, hang on for me. I'm going to come back to you right after this.
You're listening. listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family owned, family operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of warm March days continues today. I think we'll see more sun than clouds with a high temperature in the low to mid 80s today. Tonight, we're dry, a little cooler, low 57. Tomorrow, we'll be close to a record high. In fact, I think we'll be in record territory Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, either tying or breaking records. Upper 80s tomorrow, near 90 on Friday, upper 80s on Saturday, and dry all 3 days until perhaps as we get closer to Saturday evening, Saturday night, and then cooler on Sunday. The pollen count in the very high range for the rest of the week and at least through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He said that I'd be back again.
272-9228.
That I'd come running to you in the air.
Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. This will be brief. I just wanted to say that I see a silver lining in all this COVID-19 stuff. Nancy Pelosi said she's not going to sign the bill until after she reads it, according to Fox News. And so that's a miracle right there, isn't it?
Well, you think that she's going to read the bill?
Yeah, you know, my pig's wings are a little clipped right now, but you know, that's what was reported, and that, you know, we can believe everything we hear on the news.
Right? Absolutely, and you're going to clearly get that from my show today.
But you know what? That's why we listen to you, Dan.
There
you
go.
Have a great afternoon.
You too, East. Let me go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
I was just going to comment.
Sure.
Hey, I was just going to comment that I watched Morning Joe this morning with the expectations of them being upbeat with the expected passage.
Boy,
the,
were you sadly disappointed or what?
I was. It was like Kabuki Theater. It was like they were holding a funeral. They started off with doom, gloom, and the president beating the drum about him trying to start the economy before or around Easter. And I don't understand why they don't think it's important to start the economy as soon as possible, because without that, we're all going to be unemployed and leading to a global, not recession, but depression. So,
well, let me tell you what, and here's Joe Scarborough's problem. Joe Scarborough lives in the epicenter. All the people he is around are there in the epicenter. So to him and to them, this is death's door. But they don't realize they're talking to people that are watching in Montgomery, Alabama. And when I'm going to play it for the audience. It is unbelievable to me.
Yeah, it was, you know, like I said, it was like he was holding a funeral.
Yeah.
And,
dire straits.
One other thing.
Sure.
To bring this, you know, when soldiers die in war, we post their name and age in their hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we do this the same thing with the victims so we can have a sense of where they're from and how old they are and, you know, get a better grip on what's actually happening? Because the only thing you're actually seeing is what's being reported on the news, and you're not seeing anything for yourself. You're just basically hearsay at the moment.
Well, and exactly, they don't put any context to it, and it's not very granular. And so all you hear is that all these people have died, but again, to your point, we don't know if they had underlying conditions. I believe most of them did. We don't see how old they are. I believe most of them are in that target zone and or have underlying conditions.
And I work at the airport, so we're still, you know, people are still flying, not to the degree they were, but if it was this serious, wouldn't we shut down all air travel to domestic cities?
Yeah.
While they're containing this?
Yeah, I bet there are not too many flights coming to New York.
Well, we fly to Charlotte, Atlanta, and Dallas. So, but
fly direct to Washington?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, that's a good flight, by the way.
So, it's just weird, and there's so many people just pandering for their own benefit. But as far as the economy goes, if the economy doesn't open up and people can't go back to their jobs, they're all going to be in the toilet.
There you go. And it doesn't, you just look around Montgomery. Is there really, particularly if Chappie's Deli, for example, went from having 150 people in the restaurant down to 70 people in the restaurant, wouldn't that be better than having just strictly curbside service?
Oh, yeah. Well, just like the airport, our flight load, I hadn't looked at it, but last week when I did look at it, we went from usually between 700 and 500 passengers a day to the high this week was 180 and the low was 120.
Oh, wow.
So that's a huge economic impact.
It is.
Cars in the parking lot are how the airport makes its the majority of its money, and it's basically vacated. So the airport's going to take a monetary hit as well.
Well, wait a minute. Cars in the parking lot or how they – is that because the cars represent passengers?
The airport generates a large majority of its money off the daily parking fees.
Ah, you just tell me something new there.
So, I mean, yeah, the parking lot at the airport generates over $1 million a year. And right now, you could probably throw a hand grenade out there and not do anything.
And not even hurt a car.
Cars. Right? Yeah. So it's kind of it's sad, and I can see it, and I'm not the smartest, brightest bulb in the chandelier, but if I can see it, everybody else should be seeing it, and we need to get back to work.
I agree. Do you mind me asking you what type of work you do at the airport?
I'm currently with a TSA.
Ah! So, shame on you for saying hand grenade.
Yeah.
You can get in trouble there. Thanks for calling in and sharing that with us.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Appreciate that. A TSA agent. I like that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. I like calls like that.
Hola.
Hola, my friend. Where you been?
Georgia.
Is Georgia, is everybody dead in Georgia yet?
To hear some of them folks talk about it.
Yeah, it's like death's door. I'm looking down my street for the Grim Reaper every single day. When I'm pulling in, has the Grim Reaper been there yet?
Right. He's on the stretcher. He went down. He didn't even escape it.
I mean, Dan did walk in with his rosary beads, though, today.
Yeah, really.
Awesome. Hey, I thought I heard E say Nancy Pelosi said she wanted to read the bill before she signed it.
She wanted to read the bill first before she did anything.
But doesn't she know that we have to pass it so we can find out what's in it?
There you go. Sounds very familiar.
I mean, that lady right there, she doesn't have two faces on her. I don't know what she's got. She reminds me, there's an old, it's a cartoon character on He-Man where you hit a button and his face spins around a suit, whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
Just two-faced is... I don't know what. It's amazing what short memories they have and how long they are for what they want.
Really?
I like your point there, Eric, but I just want to give you extra kudos for a He-Man reference.
Right.
Yeah. Or Janice.
That's there. Dan's looking around going, I don't get it. I knew Joey would.
No. Eric, I want to thank you for the telephone call. Good hearing from you again.
All right, fellas. Take it easy.
Will do. Take it any way we can get it. Okay. Get your seatbelts buckled up. We're going to do Morning Joe. Okay, we might have to stop this during parts of it because it's long, but you just listen to this. This is what they opened with. This is their opening piece of Morning Joe this morning.
We are doing very well with, I think, almost all of the governors. For the most part, it really has become something. We're dealing almost every day. We're speaking to each other, whether it's conference calls. Usually we'll have 50 governors on the call at the same time. No, I think we're doing very well. But, you know, it's a two-way street. They have to treat us well also. They can't say, oh, gee, we should get this, we should get that.
President Trump on his relationship with the nation's governors, many of whom are pleading for help.
And I got to just tell you right off the top there that when the president of the United States is saying that Governor Cuomo shouldn't be asked, and I'm sure Republicans and Democrats alike, especially, that are watching this and understand the humanitarian crisis, unparalleled health crisis coming to New York City. When you hear the governor of that state begging for help for their residents, this is a war. And again, more people could die from this than had died in every war combined, according to a study that the White House was at least very concerned about last week. And this is like a general under fire, knowing that the enemy is approaching from all sides and begging for help for the sake of American people, for the sake of seniors. And the president's, again, in that moment there seemed dismissive, almost contemptuous of that. And Mika, make no mistake, we're going to show some charts from Johns Hopkins and Financial Times that show the crisis coming to America is going to be an unprecedented healthcare crisis, and it's going to look much worse than China, much worse than Italy, much worse than Spain, much worse than France. We are going to be at the epicenter of this, and I hope you're enjoying going around saying that there's nothing to this.
Okay. What he's talking about is if you take Italy's numbers and you apply them to the United States. Now, the Italy numbers are not working in the United States, but if you did it and you extrapolate that out, then you get, you know, 2 million people killed, die. And that is totally irresponsible for him to do that. We're going to show you charts. And as soon as I saw the charts, I knew exactly what it was. It was Johns Hopkins taking the Italy model and applying it to the United States and extrapolating it out based on a country with 330 million people in it, based on their age groups and the percentage of age groups that were dying. And we have an older population, a large older population, particularly the baby boomers, and extrapolated that. That's a huge bubble of folks. During that baby boomer time, they were going preparing themselves from war. Let's continue on with Morning Joe.
because we're going to show you. This is just data. These are facts.
No, they're not facts.
This is like a hurricane.
They're not facts.
It's onshore. And that hurricane keeps getting closer,
closer and closer.
The beat of Floridian, I'm very aware of people who mocked the warnings and ended up dead. You see Hurricane Katrina? Remember those school buses in Hurricane Katrina that were in the parking lot where people could have been evacuated? And afterwards, you're saying, why didn't they evacuate? They had all those school buses. Republicans were saying this especially. Well, the school buses are still in the parking lot. You have a president who's been saying the hurricane wasn't coming. Hurricane's not coming. The press scaring you about the hurricane coming. It's all a hoax. Had all of his people and media saying it was just a hoax. Friends, let me tell you something. You can't negotiate with a hurricane. I'm from Florida. I know that. You can't negotiate with a pandemic. And while India and Great Britain and the rest of the world see this hurricane coming, and they're shutting it down.
They're locking it down.
And you know, they're locking it down because they saw what happened in Italy, politicians mocking this coming storm.
Okay, so what have we been doing for the last 9 days, Joey? I mean, has everything been going just like normal here in the United States? Or has everybody been in kind of a lockdown?
Lockdown.
This guy is absolutely incredible. And to say these are facts, these are not facts, Joe. What a moron. I did my blood pressure medicine this morning. Let's continue on.
And now they're seeing people on the floor in the hallways of hospitals gasping for breath as they lie there dying alone. And that's moved from Italy to Spain. And friends, as much as I hate to say this, it's coming to the United States. The hurricane is coming.
You know
the press conference yesterday where the president was talking about we're going to have everything lifted by Easter?
No, he didn't say that.
I mean, I'm glad people in the markets liked it. I'm glad the markets went up. It's really great for your 401ks. It's great for the companies. It's fantastic. That's not going to happen. It's not going to be lifted by April. It's just not. It's not going to be lifted by Easter because we're going to be looking at scenes out of New York City hospitals, healthcare officials tell me, that are going to look as horrid as what happened in Italy. I talked to healthcare officials that ran statewide health systems outside of New York. And they all agreed New York is going to look like Italy if this president doesn't recognize that there's a storm offshore, doesn't recognize like India's leaders and Great Britain's leaders and the rest of the world's leaders. That storm is coming. It's not a hoax. It's not one person from China, like he said at the beginning of this crisis. It's not 15 people who have it, and pretty soon that number is going to be down to zero. Show you the trend lines that show we're soon to be the most infected country on the planet. And just because it's not infecting you now, just because it's not impacting your neighborhood now, what you did 3 weeks ago is going to impact you too. What you're doing today is going to impact you and your family and your community and your city 3 weeks from now. So the storm is coming. Mr. President, please, for the sake of senior citizens from Florida to Arizona, across America, in New York City, for the sake of people struggling even now in New York City, our doctors and our nurses on the front lines, Mr. President, please recognize that storm is coming and stop telling people they're going to go out on their sailboats on Easter Day with a Category 5 hurricane roaring on shore.
Joey, I'm scared. Can we go get a drink? This is unbelievable. But he's extrapolating New York City. He didn't say, he said New York City's a hot spot. He didn't say everything gets let go at one time. He was talking about rolling. I mean, this is just so abusive on Joe Scarborough's point. I tell you what, Joe, I hope you don't travel anywhere because nobody should be around you since you come from New York and you've been at the, quote, epicenter. Billy, coming back to you right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
No matter what you are. 272-9228, that's where we are. By the way, a problem that New York City has in Westchester County is that people are leaving New York and they're going somewhere else. And what they're doing is they're bringing the virus with them. Florida's put them on lockdown and said, if you come, you lock yourself down for 14 days. If you fly in, if you drive in, you're okay. Let's go to Billy. Billy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Pissed off hour.
And how you doing today?
Good.
You know, just listening to that clip you just played of that idiot, it's doom and gloom. The world's coming to an end. Category 5 hurricane. He's going to compare that to Katrina and talking about the empty school buses. Remember the empty school buses? Well, what this idiot is failing to tell everybody is that the warning was given for people to get on those school buses days in advance. And that crooked mayor down there, Nagin, and that crazy governor down there in Louisiana didn't take any heed to what the warnings that were given.
And you could tell that Joe realized when he started doing the parallel to Katrina and the buses that he was talking about Democrats. And did you notice he tried to slide it over a little bit so it could be about Trump?
Exactly right. He didn't want to talk about the millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that have been given down there. And the private Lear jet that crooked mayor had and the crooked police down there, he didn't want to talk about none of that. But yet all of a sudden it's a Republican fault and the empty school buses and the people on top of the buildings. Come help me when you could have helped yourself weeks before this happened. I mean, where does it end? Where does it end?
I tell you, this is what's wrong. And you're going to hear more of it in the CBS stuff, but this is exactly what is wrong. There's such a difference between the way NBC, and you heard how they did the opener, doom and gloom, and then they go in and pick one couple out, that one person dies because they make a dumb mistake. They do something stupid.
Exactly right.
And it's Donald Trump's fault. It's not Dr. Oz's fault. Not anybody else's fault. It's Donald Trump's fault.
Some idiot's going to drink some fishbowl cleaner. I mean, really. I mean,
I know.
But, I mean, that's one thing I can say resulting from all of this chaos, if you want to call it that, I think down here in the South, especially in our region right now, people are a little bit more calmer. We got common sense. We're more worried about just going to work, paying our bills, and coming home at the end of the day. And it's just a different category of people you're dealing with when you go up north. You look at all the major problems that are going on right now, 90% of the issues are with these sanctuary cities. And it's because of their relaxed idea of dealing with people from different parts of the world. And it's a bad thing that's going on. I mean, I understand that, but it's ridiculous what mainstream media is doing now. I don't even watch it no more. Your show, the radio station that you currently are with, is the only news that I get. I don't even listen. I don't even watch WSFA TV anymore. I don't even bother turning my TV on no more when it comes to the news.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I will say WSFA has vastly improved their news gathering and delivery capabilities than where they were 3 months ago. They're actually reporting.
Well, they're going back to their roots, but they have lost so many people in the process of trying to find their roots again that those people never coming back, just like with the Montgomery Advertiser. But anyway, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. Keep putting a voice out there, telling the truth, because basically you're all we got. You're all we got, man.
Well, I appreciate it, Billy. Thanks for listening. Let me try to quickly go to Becky Gerritsen. Becky, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. I might have to hold you through the break.
Yeah, I was on a conference call with some White House staff this morning, and I just wanted to kind of update on what Joe Scarborough was saying and this crazy, what they're taking, the president's comments of trying to open up by Easter. They're calling it Easter Massacre. It's trending on Twitter right now, and what people need to really realize is that he wasn't talking about all of the economy opening up all at once, everything goes back to normal, but there are portions of our economy that we can easily open back up. There are portions of our country who are not affected by this and that can return to sensible, using sensible, I guess, practices, being able to go back to work, whether it's wearing masks or even opening up restaurants and having people, you know, sit farther apart. There are still plenty of things we can do, but this is a pivotal point in our country, and he's just getting hammered right now. So I just want to encourage people to stand behind him and realize this is not the Joe Scarborough scene that you just played. That is not happening everywhere. As a matter of fact, on this call today, in Chicago, there are emergency rooms calling in saying, we're empty. We don't have anything going on right now. And again, you know, we may see this build up a little bit in the next couple of weeks, but we need to find that good balance between keeping our economy going and being practical and sensible and trying to keep ourselves healthy. But, you know, we can't